For the past 13 years, at a cemetery in Santa Ana, there stands a Confederate monument honoring veterans who went on to become pioneers in the founding of Orange County. But given recent developments in the country, the Orange County Cemetery District has asked the OC chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the group who erected it, to remove it. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Now, explain this monument, where it is, and why it was put up 150 years after the Civil War.
This monument was not some ancient relic done during the Jim Crow era or during the Civil Rights era. It was erected in 2004 by the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Orange County. The ostensible reason is, of course, because Orange County was founded. A lot of the main pioneers were Confederate veterans, in addition to Klan members, but we'll talk about that in a bit. And hey, you know, why did they ever erect them in the first place? To remember the honor and the valor that these Confederates did in their war against the United States, all that good stuff. The interesting thing, of course, is that just how recent it is. Most people didn't even know about it. It's always been sort of a little secret there at the Santa Ana Cemetery, but now it's all out in the open. And of course, you know, understandably, people are not happy.
It seems to me this is dripping in politics, Gustavo, like many of the things, many of the Confederate honors that happened during the Civil Rights Movement or during Jim Crow. It wasn't necessarily about the Civil War itself. It was about where America was at that time.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, of course, like why in 2004 most people don't even care about the Confederacy, at least especially here in Southern California. Unless you're of the South, you know, there's no real reason to care about it. Say, like, it's not as explosive of an issue as it is in the South, where you do still have the descendants of people who fought in the Confederacy. But this group, Sons of Confederate Veterans, all they've said is, well, you know, these are our ancestors. You know, they are obviously descended from people from the Confederacy. And they wanted to mark the Confederate veterans that did help in founding Orange County. County, which, okay, that's fine and all. But to me, the interesting thing about the memorial, it has whatever the motto is of the Confederacy. Now, for me, it goes beyond just remembering the actual pioneers who helped to found Orange County, but also just saying, hey, the Confederacy was pretty cool. And yeah, cool.
Well, I guess we have to ask the question, will they oblige? This request has gone out by the Orange County Cemetery District to take it down. Will they do it?
I think they will, because the cemetery district, they're not taking any political stance on this. They're just being completely honest. You know, around the country, there has been defacements of Confederate monuments and memorials, and this is in a cemetery. And so anything, if heaven forbid anyone try to do anything, they're going to be defacing other, you know, other tombstones and headstones right there. And Santa Ana Cemetery, it's a historic cemetery. There's a monument there to the Union soldiers that one's historic. That one goes back, I believe, to 1919, a big, huge bronze eagle. When you go into the Santa Ana Cemetery, it's right there. And there's a lot of old headstones there. And yeah, like, you know, you shouldn't be messing around at a cemetery. Like, that's just defacing the dead.
Orange County's connections obviously run deep to not necessarily just the Confederacy, but to white supremacist movements over the years. There are parks and streets named after former Ku Klux Klan members. What is next in this sort of iteration of America 2017?
There's movements by people that want to start renaming these things. And really quickly, about this is how deep Orange County's Confederacy and white supremacy roots run. So the guy who, the assembly member who basically drafted the petition to secede Orange County from Los Angeles County in 1889 was a guy named Henry W. Head. He served under Nathan Bedford Forrest, very famous guy in Orange County history. And he was also a Ku Klux Klan member and the original Ku Klux Klan.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.